eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I look at the division. I think the division's as vulnerable as it's been in a lot of years with that stronghold that the Houston Astros have had on it. When it comes down to it, and whether people want to hear it or not, you're right. The strength of this ball club is pitching. It will be. I don't care what the offense says. The offense, to me, when they're good, they're middle of the pack, Rick. They're never going to be top. They're never going to be a Texas or a Houston, I think. My personal feeling, offensively, but they're good enough to hang around. They got some power. You mentioned Raleigh. He's got five home runs now. But it is. It comes and goes. This team's going to walk. They're going to win. They're going to lose. And it's all going to be that starting pitch. The thing I like about their starting pitching is we always talk about having that stopper on the mound. Okay, usually your number one guy is your stopper. Well, I look at this team up and down, especially with how good Miller's been. Miller's been outstanding. He's kind of righted the ship. Kirby had a couple rough outings, which is very rare for Kirby. Castillo started off with a couple outings. I'm looking at this schedule. Their last 10 starts, the worst a starter has done is given up two. So they're on a run. They're getting back. But it's nice as a position player coming to the ballpark. And you always had those guys that could stop a losing streak, we used to call it. Oh, so-and-so's on the mound tonight. We win tonight. Well, with this rotation, if they get things going, like you said, they potentially have five of those guys. How's the bullpen look for you? Numbers-wise, they're number two in the American League, only behind the Yankees, who've got a power pen. They brought over Stanek. But it seems like DePoto, and I will give him credit here, it seems like the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a lot of comings and goings in that Seattle bullpen, but it remains really steady. And the pieces he's moved in this year, he brought in Stanek, who's got a lot of – he comes from a winning organization in the Houston Astros. He knows what it's like to be there in the postseason. He's kind of steadied the ship for him out there in the bullpen, especially until Brash gets well and back in that pen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the bullpen has been very, very good without Matt Brash, who's still down at spring training down in Peoria throwing live BP. And he's, I think, just a few days away from going to a rehab assignment with AAA Tacoma. And don't forget Gregory Santos, who the Mariners acquired from the Chicago White Sox. He didn't pitch at all during the course of the spring. So when they get these two guys back, along with Andrés Muñoz, who's one of the great wipeout relievers in all the baseball, the kid's amazing, along with Ryan Stanek, who was a tremendous addition. But the other pieces in that bullpen just fit so well. You have the big names. You know, you had Paul Sewald last year and Munoz to get to those guys in the eighth and ninth inning. Scott has done a great job to use Munoz in the high leverage spots. If the middle of the order is coming in the eighth inning, that's when Munoz goes in. Stanek takes care of the ninth inning, so he has a couple of saves on the year. But Trent Thornton has had an outstanding year. I call him the plumber because he fixes leaks. A couple of times, two, three times, he's come in with a game on the line in the sixth inning or in the seventh inning and gotten some big outs to get it to Stanek and Munoz. And Gabe Spire, a lefty whose fastball is pretty good, 94-95, but his slider is excellent. He's the king of first pitch strikes. He's done a great job. Along with the other guys down in the bullpen, Taylor Saucedo has pitched very well. So they're able to recognize guys, whether they're in their organization, down in the minor leagues, or from other organizations, and tell them, this is what you're good at. You know, let's do this. And the other guys as well, Logan Gilbert, for example, loves the tinker. 3 years ago, he worked on reshaped his slider to go along with his fastball and his curveball. And then last year, he adds a splitter. And this year, he adds a cutter. So now he's, you know, just having a tremendous year. He's got a lot of weapons. You talked about Bryce Miller. Miller was basically, you know, a fastball, predominantly fastball pitcher, and left-handed hitters were just killing him, hitting over 300. Right-handed hitters were hitting about 200. And this offseason, he comes up with a splitter. Now he's got something to go along with his other breaking pitch and his fastball to get left-handed hitters out. Left-handed hitters aren't hitting him at all. They're hitting nothing off of his splitter. So the organization and Pete Woodworth and Trent Blank, and I give everybody in the organization, you know, on the pitching side, a lot of credit for recognizing who these guys are and then making them a better version of themselves. And even though that roster has really changed down to the bullpen over the last 3 and 4 years, the Mariners 3 years ago were about one win away from getting to the playoffs. 2 years ago, they got to the playoffs with that Cal Raleigh home run to beat the Oakland A's, pinch hit home run. They were one win away from getting to the playoffs last year. They have done an amazing job on the pitching side to, you know, reshape the bullpen and create one of the best starting staffs in all of baseball. And they're young, as we mentioned, a lot of first-round picks there. So these guys are outstanding at what they do, and it really shows on the field.
Switch over to the offensive side of the ball and the constants that have been there. Raleigh, who I think's really become a great backstop, yeah. Riz. You know, you talk about his power. He's going to hit 25. You can kind of book that he's going to hit 25, but his catch throw skills are elite. And I think, and I realized this with my tenure in Seattle and what my dad always used to tell me, how important the catching position is. But I really did take the catching position for granted till I was in Seattle and I really saw the inner workings and the way Dan Wilson had that relationship with those pitchers. And it is something big to come to the ballpark and like, as a starting pitcher, especially a talented starting rotation, to like the guy you're throwing to. I think they have that rapport in Seattle. I think that's great. Talk about the new guys we see. Canzone, who's hurt, but talk about Polanco. Haniger coming back to Seattle, always a fan favorite there. Staying healthy, knock on wood for Haniger. I sent him a text before the season started. I said, son of a bitch, stay healthy, would you? Quit getting hurt.
You can say bad words on a podcast?
you can say whatever you want. Cool. Mitch Garver coming over from Texas off to a slow start. But just this offense overall, Rick, first 3 weeks, quick snapshot.
Okay, quick snapshot. The guys were struggling the first 10, 12 days, first couple of weeks of the season. As I mentioned earlier, that the timing was off. The key to this offense, Boney, is putting the ball in play. Slug is great. I love home runs, and you got guys in the lineup that are going to hit home runs. Chippy Crawford hit 19 home runs last year. He had 6 leadoff home runs. Julio Rodriguez with 32 home runs. So you got power, you know, at the top of the lineup, but they are the pistons to the engine to this offense. When Crawford and Julio are going, that's when the Mariners, you know, really take off. Now you add Mitch Haniger back to the mix, and Haniger has gotten off to a great start with the bat. And yes, we need to keep, you know, this guy healthy, and he is, and he's going to be healthy all season long, knock on wood. And the other guys, Jorge Polanco, got off to a slow start as well. But this guy from both sides of the plate is going to drive the ball into the gaps, and he's got some power as well. Cal Raleigh, you know, does a lot of damage in the middle part of the order from both sides of the plate. We were just in Colorado batting left-handed. He did an opposite field homer to left field at Coors Field, which is tough to do on a night where it was 33 degrees and snowing, so the ball doesn't travel through well through snowflakes. But this kid is going to have, you know, a tremendous year. Ty France is a guy, Booney, that does a great job of putting the ball in play, drives the ball up the middle. That's his thing, and driving the ball the other way. If he's a little bit late, he can hit the ball to right field. A little bit early, he pulls the ball to left field, and I love watching Ty France hit. I think this kid one day is going to be a 300 hitter. Mitch Garver, off to a slow start, but he hit 270 last year for the Rangers with 19 home runs and 50 RBIs and played about, I think, about 87 games or so. Hit his first home run of the year the other day. So I think Garb is going to get going. He hasn't forgotten how to hit, so he's going to be just fine. Canzone was off to a great start. Left-handed hitter who can drive the ball the other way. Three home runs. He made an incredible catch at home in a game against the Cincinnati Reds. As he caught the ball, he just slammed into the wall in left field and had a contusion and a strain in his left shoulder. So he's going to be out for a little while. Jose Rojas, they went with a platoon at third base, Jose Rojas and Luis Urias. And Rojas has been hitting since day one of the season. Left-handed hitter, puts the ball in play, hit a home run the other day, a pinch hit home run the other day against the Cincinnati Reds. Urias is starting to get going offensively. He's made some really good plays at third base. That's a position where normally you don't platoon, but these two guys, just watching Rojas and Urias, they're getting it done. The kid that has given the Mariners a spark, Booney, you're going to love this kid, Jonathan Clase. He was down in the minor leagues, hitting 311, couple of home runs, 11 runs batted in, and a few stolen bases. This kid gave us a spark that the Mariners needed and started the first game at back home against the Cincinnati Reds. The Mariners were really struggling, lost a bunch of ball games, and in his major league debut, got a base hit, drove in a run. His next day, got his first extra base hit, drove in another run. In the minor leagues last year, he had 20-plus home runs, and he had 79 stolen bases. He was the first player in the minor league history since 1961 to hit 20 or more home runs and steal 70 or more bases. And I tell you what, he's been fun to watch. He got a base hit in the right field a couple of days ago in Colorado with the bases loaded, and the ball got on by Bouchard, the right fielder for the Rockies, for an error, and three runs scored. He was flying around the bases. I love watching this kid run, and he tried to score. The relay by Trejo, the second baseman, was in time, and they got Class A at home. But he cleared the bases with a single in the right field, and now you have a leadoff batter in the number nine spot. J.P. Crawford, I think, is one of the best shortstops in all of baseball. Defensively, offensively, he doesn't get enough credit, Booney, for what he does. But you're going to see an offense that's it's going to get going, and we're seeing it right now the last week where they're putting the ball in play. They won 7-0. They won 10-2. The two wins in Colorado. You're going to see the walks go back up where they belong. The strikeouts come down where they belong. And this offense is going to add quite a bit to a great pitching staff. I'm excited about this team.
Yeah, and I look at it, and once again, we'll get to it a little bit more when we go over the division a little bit, but I see a vulnerability in this division for the first time in a while. And I still don't want to discount Houston. I've been going over them on paper and the injuries that they have. I'm never going to discount that level of talent they have out there. But I think for the first time, it's a vulnerable division. I think you got to win the division. The thing that's frustrated me, and probably a lot of Mariner fans, is we talk about, whoa, 2 years ago, we went to the postseason. Rich or Rizzer, man, I played there, and I know what that place is like. I know what those fans are like. And the fact I look in the last 20 years, we've been to the postseason twice, or 22 years. And I just think it's crazy to me. The talent level, the ballpark, the city, the fans, they're so great. And I just don't know if the culture's been there. That attitude of, hey, we're going to get to the playoffs this year. Instead of that attitude of like a Tampa Bay. You walk into that Tampa Bay locker room, doesn't matter how much money they're spending. They've always been a low spending team, smaller market. This year, I think they're spending $80 million. But when you go to spring training and you walk in those doors, it's not a matter of if you're going to the playoffs. It's if you're going to win a division, is this going to be the year you win the World Series? I think that culture needs to take hold in Seattle. Maybe this is the beginning of it, because I think it's a waste every year in and year out. Like, oh, are we going to make the playoffs? That should be a prerequisite. We're the Seattle Mariners. We're good. We have enough. We have the facility. We have everything around us. And it's got to be a winning culture. And it drives me crazy from the outside watching almost get there year in and year out. I could imagine you in the booth every day going, you think I'm frustrated. Rick Riz watches it every day. It's tough when you pour your heart and your soul from the booth into this organization. And it's like, oh, we made it that one time. So I'm not going to get you into the weeds with that. That's just one interpretation from an ex-player who's now a guy that keeps a special eye on Seattle because that's kind of my place and where I'm I'm known from.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, watching this team every day and watching what Jerry has done and the rebuild or the reset, whatever you wanted to call it, with the trade of Robinson Cano and Diaz had to go to make that happen. This club is building a winning culture. Over the last 3 years, the Mariners have averaged have won 88 or more games. Only one of five teams have done that over the last 3 years. We're talking about you know, the Houston Astros and the Toronto Blue Jays, and you know, I'm missing a couple of other teams as well. And right. So the Yankees. So they're getting there, and they got to the playoffs for the first time in a long time, 21 years, a couple of years ago. And then, you know, they ran into the Houston Astros when they were the Houston Astros. And like you said, they're vulnerable right now. I think this ball club is going to top the Houston Astros. I think this ball club will top the Texas Rangers. So they're building that culture and that atmosphere. They were just one win away from getting to the playoffs last year. They were so doggone close. But they lost Robbie Ray. In his first start of the season last year, this guy was a Cy Young winner. A couple of years before that, they lost Robbie. Then you have to call up the kids. Chris Flexen's jumped into that role and really struggled, you know, for four starts. So here comes Bryce Miller. And then Marco Gonzalez struggled, bless his heart. Love Marco. And then here comes Brian Wu. So those two kids were, you know, huge coming up when they did in May to get this ball club going. But so they got off to a slow start at the early part of the year. What you do or don't do, I say, Mooney, in April and May tells you what you have to do in September. But I think this ball club is creating that with a young lineup with the most exciting, young, talented player in the game and Julio Rodriguez. You know, he's off to a slow start, but he took off. He was hitting like 217 in the middle of May last year, ended up hitting 275 with 32 home runs, 103 runs batted in, and he stole 37 bases. He has about six steals already. Just a matter of time before he really takes off. In the last four or five games, he's been hitting the ball real hard. So they are creating that culture. There is now the expectation to not only get to the playoffs, but my expectation is for this ball club to get to the World Series and win. We're the only team in baseball that hasn't been to the World Series. There are now four other teams that have been there that haven't won it. Texas got off the, you know, schneid with the winning the World Series last year. But this club, I think, has the ability to get to the World Series this year. I really do.
And you know what I like about it? You talk about the young pitching. You had a plethora of pitching. You have actually too much pitching, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that gives you flexibility at the trading deadline this year. Depending on the position your club's in, you have equity. You have equity. You have extra pitching. So if you need to go out and get that one piece that puts you over the top, Jerry's going to have that luxury.